In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of Saint Anthony of Egypt. And if you like the biographies of saints, and we have one of the earliest writings and accounts of the whole life of this particular saint written by Saint Athanasius. So we know very much in detail what kind of a very holy life Saint Anthony of Egypt lived. He was born in Egypt, and when he was 20 years old, his parents died, and they left him a large piece of property so that he could take care of his younger sister. And all was going well with him, but then about 6 months later, when Saint Anthony was in a church, he heard these words of Christ read, "If thou wilt be perfect, go, sell what thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." Saint Anthony was sure that these words, they were meant just for him, and he wanted to act exactly as he heard Christ exhorting him. So immediately afterwards, Saint Anthony gave away all the treasures, all the money, all the property he had, because now he wanted to collect treasures in heaven. His sister entered a convent, and Saint Anthony begged one aged hermit to teach him what it's like in spiritual life, what it's like serving God in loneliness. Saint Anthony also visited other hermits to learn and practice each one's most outstanding virtue. And after spending some time learning how to live a life in loneliness serving God, then he started his own life of prayer and penance, all alone, just with God. When he was 55 years old, Saint Anthony built a monastery to help others also to reach the heights of perfection. He was the first to establish a religious life, as we know it exists, in common life, serving God in poverty and loneliness. And many people heard of him, how happy was the life of Saint Anthony and the monks together with him. And many people also sought spiritual advice from this holy monk. And Saint Anthony always told them, "The devil is afraid of us when we pray and make sacrifices, when we are humble and good, but especially when we love Jesus very much. He runs away when we make the sign of the cross." Saint Anthony visited also Saint Paul the hermit and came away even holier than ever, and he lived a very long life because Saint Anthony was 105 years old when he died. Dear children, we learn today from Saint Anthony that what truly matters in life is not how much money or possessions or how joyful a life we live. What really matters is how big is our love towards Jesus, how greatly also we are prepared to do good works, and how eagerly we are willing to show people that we love Jesus and that we are Catholics. We should never be afraid trying to do even more than we do now, namely that we should never shrink from the ideal of saying even more prayers than we say now, or doing even more acts of penance than we do now, or we can never also shrink from responsibilities occasionally to tell other people that we are Catholics and we love Jesus. If we ever get discouraged that there are so many people around us who do not love Jesus, then think about how great will be our treasure in heaven if we love him very much here on earth. Even if our Lord has only very few servants here on earth, as long as we tend and we strive to love him more and more each day, then we can recompensate for something or from all those people who don't love Jesus. And as it's with God's love always, there is never too much love of God in the world. We can always love him more and more, and indeed we must strive always love him more and more. So let us remember the words of this good Saint Anthony, that we are loved by God if we are ready to make sacrifices, but especially when we love him, that is, we also love Jesus ourselves. Then we will truly be remembered, and even should there be all those people who forget him, that is Jesus, when we remember him, he will most certainly and definitely remember us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.